The MTA is holding 2 weeks of public hearings on its latest fare hike options. One of them will go into effect in March. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was at the hearing in Manhattan last night and has the details.
Few people go to an MTA hearing to praise the agency. One of the 24 speakers, Michelle Otto, concedes the need for a hike and adds her own barbed observation.
I'm not thrilled, but I'm okay with it, because you need to pay your bills, and everybody always wants a hike in salary periodically, so it has to come from somewhere.
So what are we looking at here? Two options. One would hold the fare at $2.75 but reduce the MetroCard bonus. The second option would increase the cost of a single ride to $3 and increase the bonus when you put $6 or more on the card. Either option would actually be the lowest increase since the MTA began biennial fare hikes in 2009. And your monthly pass is going up to $121, no matter which they choose. Back to the hearing. The fact is, most people were there to lobby the MTA to introduce a half-priced MetroCard for low-income New Yorkers. They told hard luck stories, like this one from Harlem resident Leslie Wells. She's a substitute teacher and says the cost of a ride forces her to make tough decisions.
There are times when I have to decline taking a job because I can't afford the fare on that particular day. There are other times I take the bus just so I can rely on the kindness of a driver to let me on without paying fare.
The mayor has said he's looking at the half-fare proposal but would need buy-in from the governor. Other riders, like Bronx resident Jermaine Lewis, voiced a complaint that many in the room had, that there's a price increase, but not an increase in quality. She pointed to poor weekend service.
And I don't see why am I waiting 19 minutes for a train, and I have to pay more money for this? That's ridiculous.
Hearings continue later this month. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.